Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Latanya Price here once again with another show, Personalize Your Faith. I am so honored and blessed to be with you all once again. I always tell God thank you. And I hope everyone knows that I truly appreciate them. So I thank you all for all that you're doing, as far as for those that are listening and those that are just doing more for God, and those that are taking the time to even listen to the encouragement that I try and give to all that I'm trying to do as a self-publishing coach, as an empowerment speaker, as an author. I hope everyone is definitely just, if nothing else, just being inspired. I hope, these are being inspirational to you. I definitely have noticed some great momentum, if you will, from people that are not being afraid to publish or to birth their stories, if you will. So it's definitely a wonderful, wonderful sight to see, if you will. So I appreciate you all. As always, I want to start off, of course, the show always starts off with the basic intro, but I want to always just reiterate the fact that as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. And so, these last few months, because 2017 is coming to a rapid end. Like, it is just, we're going to blink and it's like, 2018, we're going to blink again, it's 2019, it's just astonishing to see everything that is happening. As much as we see the bad things that are happening, there is still good, there is still the confirmations that we know God is yet in control. God sees everything, God knows, and that he's still going to have the final say. How about that? And so, despite what we do hear, what we do see, we can't get discouraged. We can't get too afraid, because all of these things are working for the better of allowing God to be God. So we have to just keep that all in mind. And so, I've been wrapping up 2017. I've been really just helping all of us, including myself, to be reminded of the importance of really stepping out on faith, because when it comes to birthing our stories, it is a step of faith. It really is. It's not an easy process, but that's with anything that we step out on faith on, right? Not just about writing a book, starting a business, really anything. Joining new ministries, doing a mission trip, starting a new job, all those different things is really stepping out on faith. And so we have to really consider that all these things that we have in mind and have planned, we really have to be encouraged. We have to stay positive. We have to be empowered. We have to recognize that we possess some really great abilities. And we possess some really great supernatural abilities, which are our spiritual gifts. And we have to understand the unlimited possibilities that are available. There are so many things that our spiritual gifts can tap into. It's not just a narrow arena, even though the way, as we read in the Word, in the Bible about, the way to God is definitely narrow. Just because of the fact that, it's only one way to him in a sense, is through Jesus Christ and believing in him. And it's going to be hard for a lot of people just to believe in a Savior they never saw. they only heard stories of. But as far as our gifts and where God has gave us the charge to go out into all of the world, that's why it's so unlimited. And like I said, even with the vehicle of me helping people birth a book, when we birth a book, books are so easily now, or so I should say, so now easily accessible, or at least being able to be promoted into all of the world. My first book, when I first did it and I first published it on Amazon and different things like that, I was hesitant to say my book is available worldwide, because I didn't want to make it seem like it was this renowned kind of new thing, if you will. But when I really sat down and thought about it, I was like, no, my book is available worldwide. And it was evident when I finally saw my book selling in countries on the Amazon, because, you know, Amazon has those different countries, you know, that they link into. And when I start seeing my book being purchased out of different countries, I said, yeah, my book is available worldwide. And so that was just confirmation. But that's how we can reach. A lot of times, maybe we can't physically get somewhere, and God realizes this. You know, we have so much technology that's available, and so we have a charge to go out into all the land, into all the nations. And so it's not hard to do that anymore. And I think a lot of times we think we have to physically be there, but there are so many ways, so many ways. That's why we see a lot of times these conferences anymore being available via internet, live stream, if you will, because now that smartphones are being placed in the hands of even underdeveloping or currently in development, if you will, countries, hey, they can tap right into it. They can tap right into some empowerment, some encouragement, some motivational speakers. They can tap right into it. So it's amazing. It's so amazing. So today we start another, what I kind of call my final little month series. Last month we talked about transparency. So now I'm going to start talking a little bit more. I've talked on this a few times because it's kind of a lingering little issue that we all deal with at some point in time, and that is fear. So today's topic, stop letting fear punk us. And I know that's probably a little harsh to some people. I am so sorry. But I just want to be completely honest. We really have to stop letting fear punk us. First and foremost, and I've said this before, but I just want to reiterate it, if you will. There is a difference between healthy and unhealthy fear. When we have a healthy fear, it's what produces a level of respect and reverence for authority. And this all includes God, you know. Fearing God is the first step of obtaining wisdom and all those different things. And so fearing God is something that a lot of people in our generations to come aren't understanding. They're not understanding that a real fear of him is going to help our minds unlock and become open and become a fertile ground, if you will, for real wisdom to be implanted. And so when we don't fear God, and what I mean by that literally is the fact that we don't have no respect of authority. We have no respect for, and authority is nothing necessarily mean they have to be wearing a badge, they have to be wearing a uniform, they have to stand behind a pulpit, or wearing a clergy collar, or wearing some kind of robe. It doesn't necessarily mean those levels of authority, although they are included, but these levels of authority includes like our elderly, our parents, just people in general, because we all have different levels of authority because we have power. And so to respect one another is a level of authority a little bit, because one person can teach you something, which means with them being able to teach you, they have a small level of authority with you. And so we get intimidated by that word of authority. We think authority means that they have to take control of our lives and we don't have any say in what we really can do. And that's so false. It's so further from the truth. And even with our fear of God, yes, God is in total control, but he gives us choices. He allows us to have freedom of choice. That's why we have the ability to step out on faith. But also we have that that freedom of understanding that, yes, God allows us to choose, but we have to also know that he's going to still work everything out according to his will. So he knows what steps we're going to take. He knows what we're going to pray for. He knows what doors we're going to walk through, what doors that are going to be shut, and we're going to keep trying to knock on them. We're going to keep trying to go through it. And he knows all these things. And that's so awesome about God. So why not fear God and respect him already? It's kind of necessary. So we want to have that healthy fear. Healthy fear recognizes trouble and keeps you alert to properly react to danger. That's kind of like that whole fight or flight thing theory, if you will. It's a common theory, when it comes to fear. We have, we're either going to flee or we're going to fight. And so we want to make sure that that's also there because we want to be conscientious of our surroundings. We want to be aware that, hey, there's some kind of danger that's immediate. Or we want to be aware, hey, that's hot or, hey, that's a dangerous spot to walk into. And we want to avoid that and all those different things. So those are healthy fears. Those are fears that keeps us in the, I would say, probably like the common sense realm, so to speak. that kind of helps us stay in that realm. Excuse me. And then, of course, unhealthy fear is just, it stops us from living life according to God's promises and instruction. When we don't really have a fear of God or we don't have proper reverence of authority, we end up in situations that are so unhealthy, unprofitable, unnatural. It becomes literally a chaotic situation. And sometimes we don't even know we get into it. That's the bad part. Sometimes we have fear grip us so bad that by the time we realize that fear has controlled us and we've ended up in situations that we find ourselves in that is so overwhelming emotionally and we're stressed out and we have no clue how to get out, it's like, okay, maybe I should have had a little bit more of respect for the authority figure, or maybe I should have listened to that instruction. Maybe I should have had enough fear, which taps into humility, which then taps into reverence and respect, that I would not have probably ended up in this situation. Yeah. So we have to understand that unhealthy fear really does hinder a lot of things. Fear is at the root of so many issues. When I think about certain mental health things, that when mental health is real, when I think about certain things, and we allow fear to really fester and grow, it really overtakes our mind. Allowing fear to win really affects all areas of our life. If we continuously let fear win, and what I mean by that is the unhealthy fear. Allowing that unhealthy fear to keep winning, to keep tapping into the lies that the enemy wants us to think are true, it really causes a lot of other things to kind of begin to grow and begin to mature. When we think about our connection to God, there's an illustration, and I want to say it's in John, about God being the vine and us being those branches and different things. We're connected, and so we produce the fruits. We're the branches that produce the fruit because of that connection. Well, Well, think about fear. And of course, I feel like fear is definitely a face of the enemy, if you will, the ultimate face of the enemy. And so when we're connected to a fear, and we literally are connected, like we accept it, because that's what the connection happens. The connection happens when we accept the fear, and we allow it to fester, and we start to believe. All of a sudden, areas of our lives begin to get hindered. Our health, marriages, relationships, job, all those different things begins to happen. It really does. It really does. Like when we start to think of like health issues and less, you know, people really accepting their issues, their health issues, and they think that, okay, because of this health issue, I can't do this or I can't do that, or I'm bound by this or I'm bound by that. I'm limited by this health issue. I'm limited by what I'm able to really do. And it's like, no. No, it is farther from the truth. It really is. You're not limited by your condition. Your marriage shouldn't suffer because of a health condition. Your relationships with your friends, your family, shouldn't be hindered by a fear that because one situation happened and that made you fearful, now all of a sudden you don't want to have a strong relationship with anyone. Excuse me. And so that is further from the truth, and we have to be careful from that. And a lot of times when it's time to really fight and stop letting fear punk us, when we make that confrontation with those personal issues, we really have to ask that question, why am I afraid? Or what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? And be honest. Be honest. Whenever I talk about asking yourself questions, because I do believe you should talk to yourself, and yes, answer those questions, when you have that question, be honest. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of people judging you? Are you afraid that people will think of you as being less than? Are you afraid of your family not embracing you? Are you afraid of, or what are you afraid of? Is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Because a lot of times when we have certain issues of the mind or when we have fear, we have to tap into what we're afraid of. We have to tap into past experiences that triggered our minds to even consider certain things. Because a lot of times when we think of that habit that we have, or that situation, or that behavior that we're kind of exhibiting, we have to kind of tap back into, like, you know what? I do remember back when I was a little girl, or when I was a young boy, and this happened. Or I remembered being teased for this, so this is why I do this. This is why I always make sure I'm in this color of clothing, or I make sure I'm in this kind of clothes, or I wear big clothes because people kept calling me this, or, you know. So it triggers so much things in our mind, and we really have to take that time and really ask those deep questions and really ask them, because once we get at the root of that fear, that's when change can happen. That's when the healthy fear can come in and really take over. Unhealthy fear should not be punking us. The spirit of fear described in 2 Timothy 1:7 was describing a slavish or a mindless fear. Mindless fear. Unnecessary. Some of these things that we have in our mind, it's so unnecessary. It's so fabricated. It's so fake. Oh my goodness. We have so much in our minds, and I hate to say it, a lot of times, yes, it has to have done with the society and the way society has kind of come up, you know, on the televisions and different things that we see. And I'll tap into this because I'm a woman. We've had so much lies about what real beauty is. Oh my goodness, we've thought that real beauty was skinny and it has to be this size, you have to be this shape, you have to be this skin color, you have to have this smooth skin, you have to have, I mean, just so much. And it's so much further from the truth. Oh my goodness, we've allowed this slavish mentality to grip everybody. Slaves, let me tell you something, slavery and all of that, we have to keep in mind that it just did not affect one particular race. Slavery is attacking all people, okay? Because we allow ourselves to get trapped and we allow ourselves to be bound by unnecessary fear. So we allow ourselves to believe that we're less than, or that we're inferior because we don't have a certain title, or we're inferior because we're not a certain size. We're inferior because we don't have a certain degree. We're inferior because we don't have the number of children at the age that we're at now. Or we're not married because we're 40 years old. Or, you know, we have, man, there is so much out there that is so ridiculously keeping us in situations that limit our freedom to really enjoy life. As Christians, I really, and I know that so many times we're like, oh, you know, well, we can't do this, oh, we can't do that, oh, no, that's not Christ-like. I understand that. And then, yes, there's a lot of things that we should not be doing. I completely agree. But there's also things that we can still do. We can still enjoy life. God never intended for us to work, gain money, have a home, have a car, and not enjoy life, not enjoy the fruits of our labor. And he's not saying wait until we're retired to enjoy those fruits of our labor. Yes, should we work while we're young? Sure. But at the same token, take some time. If you have to save up for, and let me just say it like this, maybe this is what you have to do. Save up for 11 months, okay? Work hard, save up for 11 months. Pick out 1 month out of that year, and you are going to devote to living your life if that's what you got to do. And live it up. And when I say live it up, I mean live it up. Every single weekend. Or take 2 weeks at a time if you need to. Take the whole month if you can. And just do just a plethora of things. There's so many things you can do. And guess what? You don't even have to travel outside your home state. Become a visitor in your home state. Or visit every museum that you've never visited before. Visit towns you never visited before. Things like that. Live it up. You know, we think that we're supposed to wait until we're like in our 60s and 70s to enjoy life, but that's so much. That's not the way God intended it. I promise it's not. And we have our grandmothers and grandfathers, unfortunately, that a lot of times that's what we saw, so that's what we think. I don't want to be that. I really don't. I don't want to be that. And I'm 35. I don't want to be 60 and 70 years old talking about, woo, I'm enjoying life now, woo. No, no, no. I want to start now. I want to start now. I want to start in my 40s and different things like that. Even if that means, hey, I have some youngins. Hey, we about to travel. We about to go ahead and pack it up and do what we do. So, yeah. And then, of course, God never endowed us with gifts to be hindered by a mindless or unquestioning fear. He never, never endowed us with gifts. Why would God give us gifts and then give us fear? It makes no sense, right? Think about it. Take a moment and just really think about that. He gave you the talent to be a great baker, to do hair, to counsel, to preach, teach, teach as far as that's in any capacity, preach in any capacity. Think about that. You're a nurse, you're a doctor. Why would he give us these gifts if he's going to also give us fear? That's why in Timothy he talks about fear can't be coming from God. Why would he bless? Let me even go further than this. He allowed you to wake up today. Why would he give you fear? If he gave you life to live, why would he give you fear? The fear that's spoken of, that's the first step of wisdom or whatever, fearing God. Fearing God is something that is not necessarily a given to us by God. It's a decision. It's a choice. So that particular fear is different. That's why it says, you know, it's that in that sense, fear is a respect, is a reverence. But the unnecessary fear, the mindless fear, the unquestioning fear, that kind of fear, the slavish fear, that doesn't come from God. That doesn't come from God. So it makes no sense. Why in the world would he bless us with so much? And I do mean so much. The beautiful skies, the beautiful oceans, and all those different things, if he wanted us to be fearful to enjoy those things. And fearful when we don't even use our spiritual gifts to the fullest. We end up becoming inadequate servants. We end up, and honestly, that's how, unfortunately, we become inadequate at what we do, because we allow fear to take over. And we have to stop that. We have to stop letting fear punk us, okay? We have to stop. So, remember that there is a difference between the healthy and unhealthy fear, as always. Fear is the root of so many issues. And that unhealthy fear should not be punking us, okay? It really shouldn't. As always, connect with me on social media platforms. Of course, my website, www.latanyaprice.com. Stay tuned on that website. Definitely continue to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And just remember, just to keep on the lookout. I know a lot of things are up and coming. I have new video coaching programs. I have one-on-ones. Of course, that's kind of limited due to schooling, but it's definitely not to say that, you know, you can't inquire and see what is available, because I definitely have available time, but it just needs to be scheduled accordingly. So that's all. And so so definitely look at that. Look at the upcoming books. I have books and things that are out and about, new releases and things like that. So always, my website is going to be pretty much where you can stay abreast the most, and then my social media platforms as well. There's ways to sign up for my email list, which also you'll receive newsletters, which are going to be more audio. So audio newsletters and things like that. So that way, if in case you can't really have the time to read, you can at least listen to the newsletter. And so, so there's that. So you definitely want to keep connected with me as well. So remember, please don't let fear continue just to keep us bound. Oh my goodness. We can't allow it to keep punking us. We really can't. We are children of God, and we know we have power. God gave us power. Think about the rest of that scripture in Timothy, 2 Timothy, you know. We have to think about that. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So, yeah, think about that. Think about those things and realize how much he's given us versus that crazy, crazy fear, okay? We're going to close out with a word of prayer. God, once again, we just come telling you thank you, God. God, you're amazing. You're awesome. You're incredible. God, help us to conquer this fear. And allow us to use that power. Allow us to use that love. Allow us to use that sound mind to overcome that fear. Allow us to have a healthy fear of reverence and respect for you and authority. God, continue to strengthen us. Help us to grow, as always. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener and their families. God will continue to give you praise, honor, and the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.